Okay, today's daf is well, last or daf Nun Gimel. Today's daf this week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal in memory of David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai, whose yahrzeit I believe is Friday. The Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we were talking about the concept of kinyan chazaka, making a kinyan in the field in order to acquire the field, as opposed to a chazaka that we were having till now, which is a chazaka of raya to prove that you actually bought it previously. So the chazaka they were talking about was na'al gadar uparatz. It's like you lock the, field, you dig in the field. I mean, you put up a fence in the field, or you put up a border in the field, or you put up a fence or something like that. That's considered a chazaka. So Tani Rav Oshia v'kiddushin de Levi. Rav Oshia said in a Tosefta, the Tosefta that on kiddushin that Levi organized. So there was different sets of Toseftas. Rashbam points out, fourth to the last line, v'tosefta b'braisa de maseches kiddushin sesidra Levi. Made a seder of brises, and so did Levi. So Levi had, this is in the seder of brises that Levi put together on kiddushin. So Rav Oshia says, not all gadar parrots kol shu. If you do just any minimal amount, for not gadar parrots, bifanav harezu chazaka. As long as you do this act of acquisition, this not gadar parrots in front of the previous owner, or the seller, or the nosein, then that's considered a chazaka, and that way you are kone de karka. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? In front of in, shalom in front of lo? Why dafka doesn't have to be in front of him? You can't, what if you make the kinyan? You make the transaction, and he's on one side of the town, and you go across to the field, and you do it there. Why does the dafka have to be in front of? So I'm a rabba, so rabba answers, no. This is what the brisa means. Hachikamar. Bifanav, lo tzarech lemeimar le chazif ekinei. If we're talking about that it's in front of the mocher, the mocher is right there, then the mocher doesn't have to say, Leit chazekani, go do this chazak in the karka and thereby acquire it. But since he got, Rashbam explained, since he got the money and you were matzik in front of him, that's chazaka. Because by the fact that he was quiet when you did it, it was megaladas that he wanted you to do it. But shalom b'fanav, if it's not b'fanav, meaning you're going to do the chazaka in point B, where the mocher is in point A, then sarach lememale lechazay kine. Then the mocher, in order for the chazaka to work, the mocher had to have said to you, go and acquire, go lechazek o kine. See, the Rashbam is interesting. He says, the last Rashbam, hachikamer, im gadar uparotz lokeach b'fanav de mocher lo tzirach lememale lemocher lokeach lechazek kine. It says Ela Mikaban should Sratzilo Lumachra Bikach, right? Bikach Mos, Vihiz Vahakazaka, the Nikhale Vahakazaka. It's Nikhale. So it seems it's not like it's a formal thing. It's just a question according to Rashbam. It's not like a formal idea in Kenyan over here. It's just that you want to make sure that he's not going to be chozer. So the next Rashbam says, the imbala hasuk shlobipan of the mocha gomi iracheris. Or a field of osir ir shalom v'daitus shalom achar lo havi chazaki elim kein amalei lokeach lechazekani. Right, going be ir. So it must be talking about an ir shakos from star. Dein a kesef mol achi yachzik o achi yichtov a star. But if it's a place where you always write a star, then there's no shayla. There won't be a kinyan until you write the star anyway. That's the brisa. Okay, so now since we had this, the halakha we just established was if it's not b'fnei a mocher and it's a sale, the mocher has to say lechazek kani. What about if it's a matana? Rav's going to ask by matana, right? Boy Rav, matana heyach. If I give him a matana of the property, and you're going to go do the chazaka not in front of me, do I have to? Does the no saying have to say lechazek kani? I understand what the difference was by this is where people talk about. There's obviously a difference, at least in Svara, there's a difference between chazaka, between a mechira and a matana. I think there's some Rishonim who say that you're not allowed, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do kinyanim, right? You're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. I think there's a meiri that says that only applies to a mechira. But a matana, he says you're allowed to do on Shabbos, because the whole reason why mechira, we don't pass it that way. We always say we give it beforehand, or we make these conditions with the bar mitzvah boy, but he says that by mechira, it's nisal yikasev. But by Matana, it's not Nisan Likasev. So therefore, you're allowed to do it. Obviously, there's a difference between Mechira and Matana, and that's maybe what's going on here. So Vayirav, Matana Heyach. You have to say Lechazeku Kini or not. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Mighty Boy Le Abba. We said yesterday that Abba was Rab's name. What's Rab's question? Hashta, let's look at this. Uman Mecher, when it comes to a sale, the Koyoyev Le Zuze, that the seller is actually gaining something, he's getting money, if only if he says Lechazeku Kini, then the Chazaka works. V'lo, but if he doesn't say Lechazeku Kini, then the Chazaka doesn't work. So, Matana, where the no saying is not getting any benefit from it, which is not necessarily true, because we always say sometimes as a matana you do get some benefits. There's no monetary benefit from, no immediate monetary benefit from matana. Low culture gain, of course it should be, he should have to say lechazeko kni. We want to make sure that he has a gemir's das. So Rav answers no. Rav, savar, madi yod, matana, v'ayin yopa yod. No, when you give a matana, you give v'ayin yopa. So when you give v'ayin yopa, that's weird. It's a weird application of Ayin Yafeh. He says, when you give a matana, it's Ayin Yafeh, and therefore you give it right away. Shmuel doesn't argue in Ayin Yafeh. Rashbam points out that Shmuel basically says, when you give a matana by Ayin Yafeh, it means when we know matana was given, the matana was given in Ayin Yafeh. Here we're not even sure the matana was given yet. That's why Shmuel says, you have to say Lecha Zeker Kni. The Rashbam, Dir Masa Matana is the first wide line, but if you go towards the end, he says, "Shmuel nami de pshita leiv siul hecha armina v'ayin yafe nosen." He says, "Definitely give ayin yafe." Hani mili kigon la akar shehichzik min iskayim hamatana hu darmina v'ayin yafe. Only if you actually have the matana do you say ayin yafe nosen lo. Mikol b'chol shelo b'chol shelo shi latzim matana. So he didn't leave anything over. He gave him the whole thing. But he says, "Aval kol zman dim sapkalon I gomer la haknos hamatana ulo." He doesn't say this is an application of Ayin Yafeh yet because you haven't established the actual matana yet. I apologize for my voice. Seems not to be working too well today. Okay, so now the Gemara said, the Brisa had said, the previous item we mentioned, that if you could do the chazaka of na'o gada uparatz, it says na'o gada uparatz kol shehu, a minimal amount. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out what is this minimal amount that we're talking about. The Kama Kol Shehu. What is the Shear of Kol Shehu? So, say Kiddush Shmuel. It's like Shmuel said. The Amar Shmuel says, Gadar Geder. If you put up a... I think a Geder is like a border fence. Is that the front? You put up a border fence, right? Bishlimo La'asara. And he finishes it. He finishes the top part to make it 10 tefachim high. The Parat Pirtza. Or if he opened up the fence, there was a fence around, and he was parts to get there, right? He opened up the fence enough that now you can come in and out of the field. That's considered kosher. That's enough. So the Gemara is now going to ask. So hi, get there, hey, he's on me. What was the get there that he added to make it 10 tefachim high? What was the case? If you're going to say that originally to get there, the fence was hot so high that no one could go over the fence to begin with. And now when he added on to it, you still can't climb over the fence. My oven, what did he do? He didn't do anything. So Ella must be a case. Originally you were able to climb over the fence. Now he finished it up and you can't go into it. But then tuva of it, that's not kosher. That he created the fence. That's more than a kol shehu. So he has no lo tzricha. We deal with the case to be karav asakele b'rapcha, b'hashnach asakele b'duchaka. Originally you were able to easily get over the fence, and now it's much more difficult to get over the fence, but as long as you made it up to yud tvachim. It's a machlok rishon, where yud tvachim is dafka or lav dafka. Or does it just have to mean it's a certain type of fence? I mean, you could have a yud tvachim fence, but the ground right next to it is 9 tvachim, it's still very easy to jump over. So I guess those we showed him say that it just means, or you can have a Yitzhakim fence and it's right by a ditch and you can't get over it. So that just may just depend on whether you've given easy access or less access to get over the fence. Gemara asks now the same back and forth by Paratz. So hi Pirtza, hey Chidami. What's the case of Pirtza? Pirtza means you opened up the fence. What's the case? He lamed the Bikara Havi Olivei, if originally, that even before he was Mosif, you could go into the Karka this way, Baharstanami Ali Obey, and now you can also go through the Karka this way. My Ovid, what did you do? The Ella, the Mikara Loa Olivei, maybe originally you couldn't get through at all, Baharstaka Olivei, now you can get through, then Tuba Ovid, then you've done a lot now. That's not a Kol Shehu, you've actually done the whole entire thing. Gemara says, "Lo tzricha demikara ve'alavei v'duchaka v'hashta alavei v'ravcha." Originally, it was very difficult to get through. It was possible, but difficult. And now he widened the hole, and now it's much easier to get through the fence. That's considered doing a kol shehu, and that's enough for the kinyan of lechazek u'kenei. Sorry, I have no agadah or paras. Okay. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan. Yochanan said, Nasan Sror, if you put a small rock or a clump of dirt in a hole in the field, Vahoyel, and putting that dirt in worked, we'll see what that means. Or Natal Sror, you took away a rock, you took away a clump of dirt, Vahoyel, and something worked by you pulling this away, Hareza Chazaka. That's considered enough of an Al Gadol Paretz to be considered a Chazaka. So the Gemara asks, my Natan, who my Natal? What's the case? Ilema Natan Sror v'sachar my minei. If putting a rock in means you put a rock in a hole and thereby you prevented flowing water to flow into the field, and the same thing as Natal Sror means you took away a clump of dirt, v'apek my minei, and now with that hole you took away the water that flooded into the field, so that's not considered a kinyan. Hi. Mavriach ari minichse chaverahu. You're not doing an acquisitory act here. What you're doing here is you're saving your friend's field. Your friend's field is being flooded. So now you go ahead and you protect the field. You do that. That's not considered an acquisition act. That's just mavriach ari. You're chasing away the lion, literally, from the property of your friend. It's mavriach ari. And that's not considered a tikkun in the karka. Rather, that's a siluk hanezek. A siluk hanezek is not sufficient to create a kinyan. You have to do a tikkun in the karka. And this is not a tikkun in the karka. So machlokes we've shown him as to what the swara is over here about mavriach ari. The Rashbam in Dibur Maskil Hai. Where is that? Hai mavriach ari. It's towards the bottom. He says, Hal lamaze dome lemeshiv aveda. The chol yisrael mitzuvin lahatzil mam chaverim in a hezek. Because you have a mitzvah, you have a chiyuv to do this. Can't be an act of acquisition, because you have a chiyuv to protect, to save the field from your friend. That's what the Rashbam says. The Ramban says that's nothing to do with whether you have a chiyuv or a mitzvah or not. He says that that's just not a derech of kinyan. The derech of kinyan, like we said before, is to do a shevach in the karka, and here you're just protecting the karka. That's not considered. So it's a nafkamina. So that Kimino was brought, I heard someone said from Kiva Eger, he says that what happens if the owner is right there? The owner is right there, and you decide to pull the rock away. So according to Rashbam, that should be a kinyan, because it's not Mavriach Ari, because why do I have to save it? The owner's right there, let him do it. According to Ramban, it's still not an act of acquisition. Also, Nixay Hager, right? The Nixay Hager, it's Hefker right now, right? It's Hefker right now. So if I, according to Rashbam, there's no Chiyuv there. So maybe if I do this act, it's not Mavriach Ari, because I have a chiyuv at that point. So maybe it would be able to acquire. According to Ramban, no, by definition, this does not constitute an act of acquisition, because it's not an improvement in the karka, it's only a siluk hanesek. Okay? So what's the case? It can't be a case where you're just doing this Mavriach Ari. Elal, Nasan Sror, you put a rock there, and thereby you hold up a hole in the fence. Did Samad Lemaya. And thereby, you connected the water to this rock, and you prevented the water from leaving. And now the water is going to be available for the field to have water. And Natal Sror, you made a hole in it, the Arbach Lemaya. Now you open a little water and allow irrigation to come in, and this way you were masking the field. So basically what you did do an improvement. You now allowed for the field to be irrigated. You didn't protect the field from being flooded. You now allowed the field to be irrigated. That is not mavriach ari in both definitions, either Rashbam or the Ramban. It's not protecting the field. It isn't acquisition according to Ramban because it is a tikkun for the karka because now it's going to be an irrigated field. Okay. The Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, another member of Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan. Shtei Sadov. Okay, the Rashbam says, we're talking about the Nichsei Ager Shemes. If it's Nichsei Ager Shemes, so you basically what you're doing is you're being kona for Hefker. So Shtei Sadov, Umeitzar Echa Beinehem. And there's like this border road that goes down between them. Okay, so it's two separate fields. It's separated by this path. Right? Shmeitzar Echa Beinehem, Hichsik Be'achas Mehem, Tzekemecha Chazaka, on one of those fields, liknosa, in order to be kone that field, kna. I thereby am kone that field. I'm kone that field. But liknos osa veschaverta, let's say I make a kinyon on one field in order for that kinyon to work on both fields. So osa kana, chaverta lo kana. You thereby were able to acquire the field you made the kinyon on, but it doesn't work for the other field. You had to make an active acquisition on both fields. So all the Rishonim ask, what's the difference between the case that we had in the first parak of Kedushin? Tosa says, V'haidamir parakam in the Kedushin, gabi eser sados be'eser medinos, right, you're selling me 10 fields in 10 different lands, right, a bulk sale, eser sados be'eser medinos, hichzik be'achas mehen kanakulon. All I had to do was kone one, because we said that the ground goes down, it goes to the home, and they're all connected. So why here did it not work, and over there it did work? Right, so that's one of the answers. There's a das acheres over there. Tosos gives a different answer. Tosos says hasam benosim lo dame kulan there because you gave all the money for all the lands in one shot. So the guy had smichas das. I think it's the same answer as what you're saying. V'halka b'nixle ager over matana. Here it's nixle ager or matana. So by your answer, if there's a nosim, there's a das acheres, that would only apply by nixle ager. Tosos' answer says that even by a matana. Even my matana, you would have to do, if I want to give you 10 fields as a matana, I have to make a kinyan on each and every field. According to what your answer is, das acheres, then by matana also, you would be, only by nitzay ger, there's no das acheres. That would be an afkamina. But over here, he says, what we're talking about, if it's nitzay ger, or it's a matana, there is no money to be given. It's nitzay ger, it's hefker, or it's a matana. He says, nevertheless, it's not like a mecher. Mecher, you actually have damim, and therefore there's a smichas das. You need damim. But the other answer we saw him say is that das acheres, and an afkamina would be matana. The Rashbam gives a similar answer. The Tosos, the second Rashbam, he says, but he only says nixay ager. He says, v'davka nixay ager. It's in the fourth line of the Rashbam. V'davka nixay ager, to be mele kani, hilkuch ein bo koach liknos el osa sada shihichzik ba. Aval b'mecher, Modi Rabbi Yochanan, he quotes Gemara in Kiddushin. Question is whether the Rashbam talks about, you can't see whether there's a difference between Nechzei Ager or Matana. There's a whole to do about that in the Rishonim. Right, the Das Acheres Makne is the Ramban brings that down in the name of the Rimigash, and the Rashba says the same thing. That's the Machlokas there. Okay. Now, what say you do? I do a kinyon and field A, liknos es chaverta, in order to acquire field B only. So he says, af osa lokana. So you didn't acquire anything. You didn't acquire the field that you did the kinyon, that you actually did the act on, because you didn't have das to be corner that. And you didn't acquire the other field, because you didn't do an active acquisition on that field. Boy, Rabzeir asks, hichzik ve'echer mehen. Right? You made a chazaka on one of those fields, and when your kavana was liknos osa, now, I have kavanah not only to buy the field and the other field, I have kavanah to buy the field, the path in between, and the other field. What's the din over here? What's the suffix? Mi amrinan, do we say, meitzar da'ara chadhu, that the border of the field, the meitzar, is part of the field. So therefore, if I have kavanah to buy the field A with the meitzar, it works. And I also have kavanah with the meitzar to buy field B, to not buy, to acquire field B, does it go across? And does that work? Each one's its own individual rishus, and you'd have to make a kinyan on each individual thing. The meitzar field A, meitzar field B, in order to have it to be a kinyan. Keiku, right? Well, we don't know the answer to the question. It's nixay ager we're talking about. Rosh Bam says the whole thing is Nixon Agir, so these are Nixon Agir. Tosfos says this may be talking about Matan also. But definitely Nixon Agir, the Rishonim say. Nixon Agir because there's no Yorshim, and therefore it's Hefker. Next topic. Ba'i Rabbi Lazar. Lazar asks, Hichsik b'meitzar. Let's say you did the chazaka on the meitzar, on the path, Likno Shtehen, in order to purchase both fields on either side. Mahu, what's the din? Are you there by Kona? Right? Mi Amrinan, Hai Meitzar, Afasra, the Arahu. Do we say this Meitzar is like a shomer to the fields, and therefore therefore it's Meshuba to the fields, and therefore if you buy the Meitzar, you acquire the Meitzar, you acquire the fields. Odima, Hailachu Dekai, Vahailachu Dekai. Maybe each one, no, the Meitzar is by itself, it's Omeshus, the fields are right on Meshuts, and therefore you can't be Kona the fields unless you do a Chazaka in the fields. Take you again, we'll leave this question unanswered. We don't have an answer to the question. Okay. What do I have to do? Amar Rav Nachman. Similar Shach of Attire now about being Kona one item, Agav another item, but now we're dealing with houses. The case, the way the Rashbam sets up the house, is it's Nixay Agar, and you have two houses, one inside the other, right? Shnei Batim Ze Lifnim Mizeh. And in order to get to the inside house, there's a path from the outside house to the inside house. Okay? And the inside house obviously has an easement in order to get there. So Abu Avua. Shnei Batim, two houses. Ze Lifnim Mizeh. One inside the other. So hichzik bechitzon liknoso. He did a chazaka on the outer house in order to be kona the outer house. Kono, you were kona that outer house. Liknos osov esapanimi. You did a kinyan on the outer house in order to try to be kona the outer house and the inner house, right? So then chitzon kona panimi lo kona. You were kona the outer house because you did an act of acquisition on the outer house, but panimi lo kona. You were kona the inner house. Now. Our Girsa says, Liknos es hapanimi, forget that what I just said, Liknos es hapanimi, to do an acquisition, a chazaka on the outer house, with the intention of buying only the inner house, af chitzon hamilokona, you didn't do anything. Again, same din as we had before, I don't know why I repeat it twice, same as we had before. But, hichzik bapanimi, let's say you did a chazaka on the inner house, liknoso, to be kona to the inner house, kno, then you were kona to the inner house. Our Gersus now says, Liknos oso v'esachitzon. If you do a kinyan on the inner house in order to be kona the inner house and the outer house, kona shnehen. In this instance, you'll kona both houses. Why? Rishbam says, why? Yeah, well, that's the reason. I'm trying to find the Rishbam. He says, I guess the answer is because since there's an easement to go through, the outer house, the inner house has a right to the outer house already. It's spread, by grabbing the inner house, you automatically grab in the outer house. In order to get to the inner house, you have to get the outer house. So it's all part, basically saying it's tuffle to the inner house. Right? But liknos is a chitzon, but if you do the kinyan in the inner house just to be kona the outer house, then ap panimi lo kona. Then even the panimi, you are not kona. So what was the Rashbam? Rashbam just says that Hachik Arsin and Liknos Osov is a chitzon kana shtehen. But the Ramban brings down a nusach, shame the nuschei gaonim. That's the same din, that if you want to be kona, if you do a kinyan in the inner house, in order to be kona the inner and the outer, you're not kona, right? You're not kona the outer house. He says it's completely different than the Rashbam. And if that's the case then, according to the gaonim, then the din of the houses is exactly the same thing as the din of the fields. So why do you say the din of the houses? So the Ravan said to say the din of the houses in order to lafuki the svar of the Rashbam. Pretty convenient answer. Fine. Next. Again, we're talking about Nixay Hager. Talking about Nixay Hager. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. You have now, basically, Hager died and he has left this massive field. Okay, he leaves the field. And the field has raw materials on the field. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Habona Paltrin. Guy's building castles or houses on the Nixay Hager. Habona Paltrin Gedolin B'Nixay Hager. Uba Echa Acher V'Hemi Lahem Dwasos. I build the entire house. I build the entire structure. I don't put up the door. Somebody else comes and puts up the door and now closes up the house. That guy is now Kona, the Nixay Hager, including the, I guess he'll have to pay for the for the armo, for whatever the other guy did, but it's his. He's the acquirer. My taima, what's the reason? Kama, the first guy who built the palace, livnei ba'amahu da'apich. All he did was take the bricks and put them one on top of another. But he didn't do a kinyan in the karka. He just bothers you. It just doesn't make it that fair. But he didn't do a kinyan in the karka. Right? He wasn't mashbi at the karka. Why wasn't mashbi at the karka? Because the karka was for harisha. He didn't do anything for the karka. He's built, you piled bricks one on top of another. This guy comes and puts on the door. Now he makes it into a house because the door, now you can't get in and out. Now you close the house. That's the kinyan, and he gets the field. Let's look at the Rashbam. We'll talk about it in a second. Right, Rashbam says, what did he do if there's no doors? Originally you can run in and out of this property. You can go in and out of this property. Mati's not here for this one. The tchilas binyan eno ikar el gemaro. Starting and building the house is not a big deal. It's the finishing of the house that counts. Right? Okay, it's not, like we said before, no god the rahino hamadas glossos. Avabana kosha lokatani. Just building is not anything. You have to actually finish the building. So, Tosos points out, what are you talking about? The afal gab, the rabak be porta, kishabana yisod. Didn't he dig the foundation? Tosos knows what you're asking. Didn't he dig the foundation? He dug holes into the ground to put the supports in. Afal gab, the rabak be porta, kishabana yisod. Lo mani midi. That doesn't count as a nal gadar parts for chazaka. Lo mani midi ela bekarka ha'omed l'charisha. The only time digging works is if you're digging in a field that's going to be for charisha. Right now you're not digging for charisha purposes. You're digging for building purposes. Right? Below dummy, right? It's not, and this is not, you're not, that's why it's not, that's not a kinyan in this case. Right? And now the Gemara is going to say, below dummy, lemotzei paltrin benuyin. In the next case of the Gemara, we find built houses. In order to make a kinyan, you put a painting on there, you do something in the house. The kani over there, the chasim mashpiach ubenichsei ager. There you're actually improving the nechasim. Right? The hainu, the paltrin. Aval hacha, mahein nichsei ager. What is the nechasim of the ger in this case, Tosfos says? Hu karka. It's the ground. It's the land. This by piling the bricks one on top of another, you're not mashpiach the property. Because you can't live there if there are no doors. So what'd you do? Now it's not only lecharisha. It's not omed for living because there's no doors. So you didn't do anything. The other guy comes and puts on the doors. Aye, now you can live there. So then Tosfos asks, wait a second. It has a roof. You can use it to protect you from the weather. So v'yesh lomar, then mikom makom lo chazim adiras keva. You need a diras keva. Like Tosfos is defining an improvement in the karka via house by diras keva. Kolz mach ein bod latos. The other rabbi says if you don't have a diras keva, kilkula, you are mekalkalit, because then mikor chazim lizria, v'hashlo chazim lizria. Because, okay, now you can protect yourself from the weather, but you can't. It was better before when you could actually use it to produce. So Tosfos asked the question about the foundation.
From where?
Okay, it must be Kesef Shtar Chazaka. But this isn't considered a Chazaka. Building a house on Nichsei Hager is not constituted a Chazaka. Because you didn't do anything. All you did was pile bricks on top of another. You didn't close the doors. Only by closing the door, that constitutes the chazaka, because now it's closed off. Before that, you can just run in and out.
Yeah, I would just call it exactly piling bricks.
Well, that's how the Rishonim define it, as piling bricks. That's what he says.
Look at Rashbam.
Hapach levenim ba'alma v'sidrin zel zeh. The kolzman shelo hemid lakthos ma'kavet. It was open, and now it's still open. So all you did was put bricks on top of each other. Yes, it takes a lot of work, and you have an architect, and you paid a lot of money, but that's not a kinyan yet. Kinyan is only when you do a certain thing. According to my daughter, who says Moses is not Konos, I give you $1 million. Still not mine yet until I do the kinyan. Doesn't matter about the money. It's what's the act? What act does the halacha recognize as being the thing that transfers ownership? And we're saying it's the lotos.
Building a house for 2 years on the park.
But it's, we saw him saying, the Gemara saying that's not the kinyan. The kinyan, because as long as you don't put up the doors, you haven't shown ownership, because now anyone can go, you haven't made it yours, because anybody can run in and out of the house. You have squatters all over the place if there are no doors.
Even if you cover up
the plastic? We put up a plastic, I don't know, maybe that constitutes a door. Now you have to ask the Gedayonim when you come to the case. You haven't put them up yet. And this other guy, the second guy came and he put the doors in. Next case. Amar Abdimi Bar Yosef, Amar Velazar, Hamotze Paltrin. Let's say you already find these houses built, right, on the Nechse Ager, who died. And there's nothing to add to it. The doors are there. How do you cone in this house? What do you do? Sadbehen Siud Echad, Okir Echad. I don't know what you say by Sabit. So you put up some lime around something? Yeah, you limed it. Or you put up, you did some sort of cave wall painting in the house, on the walls. In other words, somehow you were mashbiach the house. That's how you do the kinyan. Then knatan, the kama, and how big of a sid or how big of a picture do you have to put up? I don't think this is actually like hanging a painting. I think it's actually doing something in the walls. The kama amar of Yosef, he says engraved, right? Some people might say that's not mashbiach the karka. Maybe you're ruining it. I guess it depends on the type of wall, right? The kama amar of Yosef. Right, because the house is already fully existing now. There's no other way to make the kinyan. The doors are up. What do you do to acquire the house? So you have to do something that improves the house.
So here
you're cornering the house.
You're cornering
the house. Well, yeah, you corner the whole thing because there's nothing. The house is already pre-existing. The first case, you were building the house on the land, so you were turning it from a place of zariah to a house. That not going to do anything good until you locked up the doors. Here, the house already exists. So,
well, I imagine replacing the
wall
would be
mostly. I don't know. Would knock down a door and put up a new door?
Still be a door.
I don't know. Kumar doesn't say that, but I don't know. The Kama, Amar of Yosef, Amar. It has to be the size of a square Amar. Amar of Chizda, would be connected to Pesach. It has to be, in order for it to be a Maiseh Choshev, it has to be in front of the opening. If you do it somewhere else in the house, I'm not sure if it doesn't work, or maybe it has to be even larger than an Amr somewhere else in the house. Okay. Amr Rav Amram. Okay, another way to do a chazaka. Hai milsa Amr lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said these following words. V'anhinru einei, and he opened up our eyes, mi mas nisan, and he proved it from a braisa. He says, what did Rav Sheshes say? Hamatzia matzaos bin nixei hager. You have, I guess, a field of a ger, of a nixei hager, and I guess you would pour sheets, you lay down a sleeping bag or something like that on it, right? And then you actually slept on the land. Then that's kana. That's considered a kana. Because even though that's not a shevach to the karka, nevertheless, you actually use the karka. I don't know how this fits with what we said before about the house, because you're using the karka by building the house. So that's what he says. The Rashbam says, Hitzia matzos b'shachav sham al hakarka b'nixei ager kana va'apagav de lo haynu no gadol uparot shelo tikin shum tikin b'karka elosh neneh gufo min hakarka. He says he's maybe because your actual body was neneh from the karka. Shemashto hakarka v'chazaka. Because if you actually benefited a physical benefit from the karka, that's enough to be considered a chazaka. There's no house here. But you didn't, according to what the Rashbam is saying, it wasn't Nana Gufo.
That's what
I just read. What? Two. Either or. Either or, Rashbam seems to be saying that. You have to be I don't know why you had to be Matsia Matzos. Why do you have to actually be Poris? What if you just sleep there without? I don't know. Let's say you built the whole house and you lied and you slept in the house. What's the story there? Now he says the Tosos brings down Hamatzia. Tosos asks that, but Dafka Hitzia, Aval Holch Bebayis. If you walked in the house, Oshachav, or you lie down, Lo Kana, in the house. Afilu Matzam Mitos Mutzos. Even if you lie down in beds, they have a shachal there. Mashma de Lo Kana Dagbal Chasuv. I don't know what that means. For whatever reason, he says no. He says no. Yes, if you put that, you have to have, the karka has to be the one that's magvia you. I don't know what that means. He quotes the Rimi Gash and says, Matsia Matzos is kona because you're miyapa the karka. I don't know what that means either. You're not miyapa the karka by building the house and lying down on the floor? I don't know what it means. Okay. So now, where was the proof? Where was the proof that he said that? Well, someone owns it already. You can't make a kinyan on someone. Yeah, they're talking about nixei ger. The whole thing in the beginning, the whole thing is nixei ger. He was mayor our eyes. Me masnisa from the following brisa. Ma'i, what's that brisa? The sign you had a brisa that says, Ketzad, how are you calling an Eved Kenani? Right? Ketzad b'chazaka. What's the chazaka that you're calling an Eved Kenani? So not alone minalo, the Eved ties your shoes. Oh, hit alone minalo, he unties your shoes. Oh, Shaholi Caleb Achar the Base Merch. That's the Eved carries your utensils to the bathhouse. Vivshito, or he takes you off your clothing, Vivshito, and he washes you. Or Sacho, he anoints you with oil. Gerdo, what's Gerdo? He also with spices. Right? Scrapes the skin. Ew. Gerdo, Vivshito, right? Or he gets you dressed. It's not a pedicure. That's different. V'hil biso v'hin ilo v'higvio kno. Or if he lifts you, it's kone. Right? So all these things, basically what you're doing is you're getting benefit from the Eved. So just like if you're getting benefit from the Eved, that's continuing the chazaka. If you get benefit, if you get your guf gets benefit from the karka by laying out these mattresses and lying down, you're kone the item as well. What do you mean? It's benefiting you. No, we're talking about the case now where you put he was proving that if you lie down, that's the case he's talking about. So Amar Rav Shimon, but the Brisa continues, Amar Rav Shimon, lo tei chazaka gdola mehagbah, chazaka shouldn't be better than hagbah, she hagbah kone b'chol makom. Hagbah should definitely work, because hagbah is kone b'chol makom, even Rosh Hashanah Mocha. So, Rav said, wait, what's going on? The Brisa just said that you do hagbah, and then Rav Shimon says, no, yeah, hagbah works. So Gemara says, what's going on? So Maika Amar, Hachika Amar. The Tanakhama says, Higbiu l'rabo. If the Eved lifts the master, that's considered a chazaka because you're getting benefit. He's using, you're getting a benefit from the karka. But kano. But Higbiu rabo lo. But if the rabo of the master lifts up the Eved in order to do a kinyan hagba on the Eved, that would not work. And then comes lo kano. And then comes Rav Shimon lo tei chazaka gedol mehagba. A chazaka should be greater than hagba. Shagba kone b'chol makom. Because hagba works. Kinyan Chagba is such a powerful kinyan, and even worse, versus a mocher. So it should definitely work.
Right, if the person does it to the Eved, that should become.
So that if the person does the Eved, that's the machlokus between Tanakam and Rav Shimon. I don't know what the svara of Tanakam is to say that Chagba is not going to work. So maybe they say that maybe you say that since Chagba, since a Eved is hukish for karka, and you can't do Chagba on karka, maybe that's the reason. What? He's carrying him on his shoulders. What kind of place? He's
taking
the same field,
field or not?
We're talking about an Eved. He's getting benefit. That was from the Eved.
Right.
Oh, so just like you're getting benefit from the Eved, you're calling the Eved, so too if you get benefit from the Karka, you're calling the Karka. That's why lying down on the sheets on the field and going to sleep is a Kenyan.
So
I got benefit. He carried me. I didn't have to walk. Yeah, I didn't have to walk. Okay, we'll stop here.
All right.